Hello, J Train podcast listener. This is J Train, Jarrett Freeb, coming to you live from outside of the Comedy Cellar. The brief announcement: I'm going to be on the Tonight Show tonight, Thursday night, November 11th. If you miss it tonight, and you're listening to this down the road, it's on YouTube, and I would love for you to watch it. But this isn't to tell you to watch it. This is just to thank you. It's a long story of how it happened and how this happened very quickly, but it's because of one of you listeners, and I can't thank you all enough because it is just the most amazing thing in the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Check out the set. Would love to hear from you. Would love for you to share it. But obviously, you know, just enjoy, and I hope you have a good laugh and enjoy today's episode. Boom. Hello and welcome to the Luxury Lounge. That's right. Every Thursday, we head into the lounge, we shut the door, and we allow you, the listener, to complain about anything you'd like, whether it be big or small or luxurious or not. Just the freedom to complain about the world's issues without someone looking at you and saying, but there's bigger problems. There's no bigger problem than your problem, your issues, your stories. That's right. So every Thursday, and I want you to keep sending in your Luxury Lounge issues, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. That's jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Title it Luxury Lounge. Give me a little flavor. Tell me what you're, you know, in the title. Let me know what you're getting at here so I know whether it's something juicy for us to get into. And also, if you're a fan of the Luxury Lounge, I just want to let you know we do a Patreon version. And if you, last week's episode was kind of what the Patreon is. It's me and you. We dim the lights. It's a douchey duet, so to speak. But, you know, we have guests here on the J Train podcast. But I'm saying, if you enjoy the alone version and want your complaint read for sure, because I read every complaint, patreon.com/Jarrett Freed. Also, we are over a certain threshold on Patreon. So I'm going to be doing a live stream, not a live stream. I'm going to be doing a podcast only on Patreon that goes alongside what was the movie I was going to do? I think it was The Princess Diaries. So I'm going to watch The Princess Diaries with you, but it's going to be a podcast. So you would start it right at the same time you start the movie, and then I will be talking during it like I'm next to you on the couch. So I promised that once we got over a certain amount of Patreon subscribers that I would do that. So that is coming. We are over that number. So very exciting. So if you want to be involved with that, patreon.com/Jarrett Freed, sign up. Also, live shows, people. December 8th is the Live U Up podcast in New York City. You got to go. It's an event. It's different than my stand-up. It is just, it is a living, breathing thing, and the crowd is a part of every step of the way. So it's very interactive. Dating app makeovers, deal reveals, fuckboy or nah, red flag deal breaker. We take audience questions. So go to my website, December 8th. Those tickets are running up, and that's something to bring non-podcast people. If you have a friend like that miserable friend that you love hanging out with that you still have to hang with because you've known him since high school and it's hard to make a friend when you're in your 20s, yeah, that's the friend to bring. I'm not a podcast person. No, but are they a fun live events person where everyone's having a great time and cheering and laughing and yelling and screaming? Yeah, I think you are. So that's a town hall, December 8th. That's a huge show. Also, Buffalo. I'm there this weekend. Am I there this week? Holy shit, I'm in Buffalo. I love Buffalo. I'm a huge fan of that town. Syracuse. Not as much of a fan as... Well, I've never been. So I actually have been to Syracuse. When I looked at colleges, I went to Syracuse and visited, and it was very gray. But I'm excited. Buffalo, Syracuse, Live U Up podcast, and then New Year's Eve, New Year's weekend, actually. So the whole weekend, if you don't want to spend New Year's Eve with me, St. Louis, Missouri, bring out the crew. I'm ready to, you know, pop the champagne. Ooh, I come up with marketing lines all the time. Bring out the crew. I'm ready to pop the champagne with you. That's right. St. Louis, Missouri, the Helium Comedy Club, jaredfree.com. For all those dates, jaredfree.com. Let's get into today's guest. I'm very excited. He is an OKP of the show. He's been on before, but you know, you might recognize him. I think it's been a while. He is the chief executive swoverall, chief swovey. I don't know chief what the swoverall, fuck to call you.
Chief swoverall's officer?
Chief Swoverall's officer. He is the creator of the great fantastic, the swove, the sweatpant overalls that if you go to my YouTube, we're wearing the holiday ones right now. Kyle Bergman, thank you for coming back.
Jared, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor. I'm so excited to be here.
I mean, you're our resident J Train podcast business expert. And I think there's no one better than you to have on for the Luxury Lounge because you could like hear these complaints and kind of give some business recos, as they say in the biz. You can kind of say, or maybe what their mindset is. Give us, you know, the and to give your background, people, he has the great fantastic, the swoveralls. Explain. I always have trouble explaining where you come from to this podcast, but you started a company and you were on Shark Tank. I don't think we – last time you were on, you couldn't even talk about the Shark Tank, could you?
It might have been, yeah, right before we had filmed, but it hadn't aired. And so I couldn't tell everyone that I got denied on national television by Mark Cuban. But then shortly after that, everyone was able to see that. It was very exciting.
You go on you go on Shark Tank and you're like, and it was a great episode. You did a great job, but you know you're a business guy. Like you know that part of this is free advertising, and part of this is maybe I get an investment. Like I don't think that's a failure, right?
No, it wasn't a failure at all. And I the sharks were very kind to me. I think because I was able to show a little bit of my business acumen. Like, you know, people go on the show, and if you don't know what your margin is, they're gonna Mr. Wonderful is going to come after you. So, yeah, I created the Swoveralls when I was in business school. I now teach two classes at NYU where I went to business school. So I could do the business thing. Yeah, we're gonna analyze, we're gonna optimize, we're gonna monetize. Other words, synergy.
You know all the buzzwords. What is the buzz now in business? Like you're teaching a business class, right? So what is the like what are the hot trends in business? Like, you know, it used to be the networking meeting, you know, gotta go get coffee with 10 people a week. What is the thing people are doing now?
The hot thing in business is supply chain. Everyone's talking about the LA port and the amount of ships that are outside of it. I teach an undergraduate foundations of supply chain class. So, you know, in 2018, when I started teaching, no one cared about supply chain, but now we are the sexiest professors. I mean, this side of, I don't know. Yeah.
I was just thinking that when you mentioned like you're teaching, it's like, isn't it nice that you're hot. You're the hot topic. You're in the news. There's got to be something every day to like relate to and the students are like probably listening a little bit more because they want to go home to Thanksgiving and sound like they know more than, you know, Papa Bear, Mama Bear, you know?
Exactly. It's, you know, now there's this new pressure. Back before we were like the supply chain, we were like the kids that sat in the corner of the cafeteria in high school. And, you know, we were the, at my high school, we called them the four building kids, kind of like the drama theater. Not the drama and theater. You know, Glee comes out and they're hot.
That's right. Supply chain is the Glee of 2021. Exactly. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So we want people to go buy the Swoveralls. So that's why, yes, Kyle's here. We want you to go check them out. If you go on my YouTube or you go on Instagram, the video I posted, we are wearing them, the holiday editions. I'm wearing the Hanukkah ones. They're very comfortable. You've made improvements. You're wearing the Christmas ones. You've made improvements. Let me tell the people what has improved. Lighter. More form fitting. I don't feel like they're bellowing. You know, as a bigger guy, it's tough to wear. Maybe this is more kinder to my shape.
Mm-hmm.
And
more
I would
flattering.
Say, More flattering. Also, they're cuffed at the bottom, so it's like a jogger swoverall. And they're the most, they're legit. I am so comfortable. I want to be like sunk in my couch just wearing them.
That, and that's really the best place to wear these. Where do you wear basketball shoes? I guess on a basketball court sometimes.
Yes.
Overalls anywhere that you really have to be clothed. But you know, the only place that maybe I wouldn't wear sweatpants overalls is at like the annual denim overall convention.
if there's such a thing.
But literally anywhere else, weddings, funerals, we have black overalls for those events. You know, we got, you're wearing the challah. We call them the challah challah.
They're great. They got dreidels and menorahs, and it says challah with an exclamation point. I love them. And yours have Santas on them?
We got Santa and reindeers. They say, let it swove.
Love it.
And yeah, this is the first. It's very exciting because we've never been able to, as a small brand, we've never done any like holiday print stuff. But we're, you know, people are buying the swovies. So we're able to do fun stuff like this. We still have the dark gray, the navy, the black. We have the classics, which I know you have a couple of those as well.
I've got the classics. I like those for a colder day. These are like breathable. I really like this material. This is so I want everyone to go check them out, because this is a, you know, it is a sweatpant overall as seen on Shark Tank. You've seen my boy Kyle on Shark Tank. He's an okay peer here on the show. We got to go to swoveralls.com, or you can go on Amazon, search swoveralls, and we're going to give you some free money. JTrain21, promo code JTrain21 for 21% off everything at swoveralls.com or searching on Amazon. But these holiday ones, the holiday ones, they got to get the full price, okay?
Correct.
But if you want anything else on the site, JTrain21 gets you 21% off. I can speak to these. They're so comfortable. I'm wearing them right now. You can see right now on my YouTube or Instagram the video that I'm posting. They're right there. And Kyle, you know, Kyle's our professional. So we're excited to have you. Was there anything that came out of Shark Tank that you were like, that never would happen other than sales?
One of the cool things about Shark Tank that I didn't realize until I was on was that when it goes into syndication, it's the gift that keeps on giving. It's re-aired on CNBC over 10 times. And so even last, I think 2 weeks ago, we aired in 2019. So 2 years later, they're still showing it. Apparently I'm in one of the commercials where you just hear me say, swoveralls. So that's cool.
It's amazing. It's like a pension.
Exactly. I feel like I'm a part of some teachers union. It's fantastic. Another cool thing that I don't think a lot of people know is that if you air on Shark Tank, you get invited to a special Facebook group that is only people that have been on Shark Tank.
Wow. Okay. I like that. You gotta have the black card.
Exactly. It's the black card of Shark Tank entrepreneurs. And I don't know how much I can say about it, but I'll tell you, most of the conversations on there are just other entrepreneurs whining about their sharks. whether or not you got a deal, you're in there. But it's Damon, Lori, geez, like, you know, Barbara doesn't help anyone. You know, Barbara was, I don't want to say she was mean to me, but she was not feeling the swoveralls, which I found surprising. But now, like, I hear Barbara, you know, she's got, they all have so many companies now. It's hard to get their attention.
Well, in their defense, they're their business partners. You know, like, the idea was like, here's the money. You know, I'm not here to, like, you know, they always say it on Shark Tank. I'm a huge fan of the show. They're like, if you're here for marketing, you're fucked. Like, you know, if the money's going towards commercials, that ain't going to really, that, you know, very few companies that they're one commercial away from being successful. So it is interesting. Like, if you don't know what to do with the money, then you're, of course, you're going to complain about the person who gave it to you because you have no one else to blame or but yourself. So it is funny that it turns into shit talking on your new business partner, really. It's because that, exactly. And also, if you're on Facebook, writing a post about your business partner, maybe you're spending your time in the wrong place.
I agree. And it's funny you hit the nail on the head, because even in the vetting process, the producers who decide who goes on the show, if you say, "I'm going on the show for the publicity or for the awareness," you're cut. They don't.
Done.
Yeah. They want you to have a real business need for the shark capital.
Where does Swoveralls go from here? Are we sticking with Swoveralls, sweatpant overalls? Is there an extension of the line, more prints, colors? What are we thinking before we get to my complaint?
We're going to go so deep into Swoveralls.
Yes.
We're just going as deep as we can. So we launched Swovey shorts. We have sweatpant overall shorts. And last year we actually did a little test with dog Swoveralls, which,
oh my God,
in hindsight, weren't that big of a hit. We might bring them back. We might, okay. It might have just been timing. But I mean, there's opportunities in, now I feel like I'm on Shark Tank again. It's like, we got to go into licensing. We got that, you know, who needs a pair of NFL Swoveralls? You know, or the sports teams, college teams. Damon from Shark Tank, you know, it was good advice. He talked about how Under Armour launched at the same time as FUBU. Kevin Plank from Under Armour was focusing on just the moisture wicking t-shirt for like 10 years before Under Armour started to expand. And that's kind of the story with Swoveralls. I want to focus on just Swoveralls for now. And we're in year four. You've been a part of the Swoveralls journey almost since the beginning.
Since day one. Before day Shark one, Tank.
Way before Shark Tank, a month after we launched, you and I love telling this story. You and I met at the Comedy Cellar, and in walks Amy Schumer,
yes,
and Jeffrey Ross, and we were able to give them a pair of Swoveralls. Like, I just launched 30 days before, and Amy Schumer's rocking a pair because you invited me. It was, yeah, you're just, listen, as,
you're, you never you're, know who's going to be listening or who could walk through that door, and that's why it's ABP, always be pitching. And I also, it's, you know, I love an entrepreneurial endeavor. I like the spirit of it. I think that's what this podcast is all about. It's looking at yourself in the mirror. Where can I make cuts? Where can I do more? Where can I do less? You know, and that's really what this is all about. That's why the Luxury Lounge is important. Not to, like, you know, ABP, I always be pitching. The Luxury Lounge is a place where you get the shit out of you. You get it done. This is our Facebook group to complain about our sharks. And then you move on with your day. So listen, I'm pumped. Everyone needs to go. Swoveralls.com. JTrain21. 21% off. Swoveralls.com. Go check them out. They're on Amazon. You can order them there. I didn't know this till today. I learned something new. You can put this promo code into Amazon. So you check out JTrain21. Everything on the site except for the holiday prints, but I'm wearing the holiday print. I mean, like, this, I can tell you, this will, the Hanukkah one is going to be a hit. The Hanukkah one, I'm wearing it right now. You wear this to the Seder, or the Seder, the lighting the candles. You wear this to your latke party. You are the latke king. Okay, so let's get to my complaint. Hit the music. Jared, he has some problems. Jared, he's got some issues to get off his chest right now. Jared has a lot of issues. Jared has a issue with a lot of things that we can discuss. Can you relate to the problem now? Okay, my complaint is that I frequent two coffee shops here in New York City, okay? They are two streets away from one another. I need... The problem I have is that there's one that I like for coffee and there's one that I like for food. The one that I like for food is like crunchy, earthy. The one that I like for coffee is Lululemon high-end foo-foo. The high-end foo-foo one is starting to annoy me. They only have stevia. And it's like, you don't, there's stevia, sugar. Now, if I could take the sugars world and divide it up, stevia, which is the new kid on the block. Splenda, a little one Splenda's a little too weak for me. I don't like a Splenda. Equal, very sweet, but you don't see Equal everywhere. Then there's Sweet and Low, the grandma, the one that everyone told you not to have, that's horrible for you and whatever. So I am a Sweet and Low guy. My issue is, if you're going to have stevia, please, you cannot just exclusively, having stevia only isn't enough. And I know you're trying to tell me something. I know you're trying to let me know that, you know, everything is bad for you. But like, we're going to find out that stevia is bad for you one day. We're going to find out that coffee is bad for you. Let me make this decision. Let me. You can't have stevia and nothing. You can have stevia and Equal. You can have stevia and Splenda. You can have stevia and Sweet and Low, which I never have seen that in my life. That just doesn't happen, because those are two different types of people. And if you have stevia, you're the type of person that's like, Sweet and Low will, you know, give you gout, and like, you got to listen to that your whole life. So, but I'm asking, you can't just have stevia, because now what I'm doing is I'm going to my crunchy earthy one to get my meal. I am having to steal. I'm having to do an Ocean's 11 extraction of one Sweet and Low. I put it in my pocket, and then I bring it to the other coffee shop. All I can think about is the embarrassment of someone going, do you bring your own Sweet and Low? Yes, I'm an 80-year-old Jewish grandma. I have turned into that person. I'm putting Sweet and Lows in my purse, and I'm doing this because of these people making health decisions for me. Kyle, do you have anything to say on this topic?
Oh man.
Why would a business choose, like, I don't think Sweet and Low will make someone unhappy. Not having it will make someone unhappy.
Yeah, I'm curious. So the crunchy granola place, what's the coffee? The coffee is so inferior there.
See, here's the problem. I don't want to, there's more to see at the Lululemon Foo Foo coffee place. There's more of a scene. I like a scene. I don't like to be in a scene. I like to watch a scene. So the crunchy granola one, that scene doesn't interest me as much as the other scene. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because what I was thinking as you were telling the story, which is fascinating. It's like, wow, this Lululemon, the foo-foo place, has such superior high-end coffee that it's causing you to really conduct theft.
It shows you how time can be our enemy. I have the time to do this. So I have the time to go to one coffee shop, stroll to another, because the scene is more enjoyable. But I listen, on days I can do it, I do it. I mean, and I like them both. They both are good places. They're both, you know, overpriced. They're the same person cut from a different cloth. Do you know what I mean? Like the crunchy granola one, they still have houses in Vermont, the people that go there. They just would never go to the Hamptons. You know, the Lululemon Foo Foo one is going to the Hamptons and likes to say they've been to Vermont, but they don't go along.
Yeah.
You know,
the Lululemon, they all have the Mercedes G-Wagon. And
yes.
The granola has either the Range Rover or like a Subaru, a really souped up, like nice Subaru. Yeah. So the other thing I wanted to ask before we really take a deep dive and analyze here is, have you pulled the 80-year-old Jewish grandmother card where you go to the Lululemon counter, whatever this coffee shop is called, the counter there, and you tell them a little bit about this plight that you're experiencing?
I haven't voiced it yet. And my plan is, maybe I bring a box of Sweet and Low and I say, hey, have these here. Like, maybe I supply them to show them that they don't know their clientele would use them more than I. Maybe they're worried that the clientele will complain because the Lululemon Foo Foo one is the type to go, you know, Sweet and Low isn't something we have in our house. Like, even they're protecting against the option being angering people or causing discussions that they don't want to have. I don't know.
It's. I was thinking about that as well. If it is that type of sustainability and I don't know, kind of what's the another business term? Purpose driven. If it's a purpose driven decision, but I'll tell you what, I guarantee you, do they sell merch there?
They do.
They sell some merch. They do. Yeah. Next time, so if they want to play that card, look in that tag, and I bet it's going to say this was made in Myanmar. By child laborers. By the way, Swoveralls are made in LA.
Swoveralls like, made in America, baby.
Made in America.
J-Train 21 but, for 21% off.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. So I think, so one of the things here from like a supply chain standpoint, it's actually interesting. Someone in the back office there is responsible for sourcing the ancillary products that go into the coffee. And there's actually a bunch of business opportunities for people that kind of work in the restaurant industry that might be aware. It is such a pain in the ass to acquire all the raw materials that you need. You got to go to a bunch of different mom and pop vendors. And I bet what might be happening here is that there's the stevia guy. And then maybe you have a bunch of other people that are like, you know, well, we know that the other stuff is like, maybe it's not healthy for you, but let's just cut off all of this extra to-dos and we'll just get the stevia. That's only one person that we have to talk with.
So stevia guy, maybe he's in a health food section where he's cut off at stevia. Like maybe he does, you know, the wooden stirs and then the plastic straws that are better for turtles. And then he also does stevia. And that's where it all ends, is what you're saying.
Correct.
This is like, a good point.
Yeah. And they might go and say, we have clients now that are, Now they're going to be advocating on your behalf to the stevia and granola sourcing wizard. And he's like, well, I'm not going to start providing sweet and low. What do you think? I'm some sort of devil.
Now, Kyle, do you have a complaint of your own? Do you have a luxury lounge complaint? If not, we'll move on to the emails. We're ready to go.
I have one. I know you're going to have feedback about this, and I'd love to hear. The other day, sometimes I am also blessed with too much time in the middle of the day, and I found myself getting a sushi lunch, and I was very excited.
Sushi lunch,
yeah, because you know, like the sushi lunch specials that they have in the city.
Yes,
you get like two or three rolls for like a great deal.
I am someone who, I'm always going to go a la carte when it comes to sushi, but I do understand you could go in and be like number nine, and number nine is like four rolls, rice, salad, a bento situation.
Correct, but you can, so like the sushi lunch special a la carte is like, here's a list of rolls that you can choose from, pick the two or three rolls that you'd like. So it's kind of like a hybrid a la carte.
And
you're talking about, you're like, give me one, uni.
If I'm sushiing, I would never do a sushi lunch. This is not to yuck your yum, but I would, a sushi lunch to me, it would get so out of control that would be, have to also be my sushi dinner.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. So here, ready for this? So I walk in, you're pretend you're with me on this sushi lunch, and it's, I know that there's a sushi lunch cutoff. There's always a time where you no longer get the special. And I go in and I probably enter the establishment at like 3:29, 3:28. I get seated at my table. I get the menu and I look down and it says the sushi lunch special ends at 3:30. And so by the time the server comes over, it's 3:32. And I say, is the sushi lunch special still available? And they said, oh no, I'm sorry, it's not. Now, as a small business owner, I was already prepared for them to say no. I'm like, look, I get it. You'll get my extra $4 or $5. I'm not going to leave because of that. But from a customer retention standpoint,
yeah, you're done.
You know,
you're never coming back. You're going to stay for lunch, but there will be no more sushi lunch at this place. It should be the minute you walk in the door. It should say it ends at 3:30. You know, but if you're seated. If you're seated before 3:30, you get it. Here's my problem with this, and I had a similar complaint, and it went when it comes to kitchen closes at 4. This is different because, first of all, it's not like they're going. Here's the reasonable response from them. Hey, we turn. It's like breakfast ends at 11 because I can understand because the griddle is needed for other things and they can't do the egg on the griddle. This is sushi. sushi, there's no oven to turn on. What are they going to change the knives for the lunchtime, for the dinner crew? No, this is just them with a rule that they could very obviously break. Like, you know, it's not like there needs to be a grace period here.
I'm going to add some more details to this because the plot thickens a little bit. So I say, okay, I'll take whatever. I put in my order, and then the server comes back a couple minutes later with some edamame. It says, this is on the house. On the house.
No, fuck the edamame. No. I don't want on the house. I want the deal. I want the lunchtime special. I didn't ask. This wasn't about getting more. This was about having the lunchtime special that I came to enjoy. Here's some cake. I didn't come here for cake. It's Tuesday. I already went for the sushi lunch, and now I'm getting disappointed. The J Train Podcast is thrilled to welcome our new sponsor, Public Goods. You like getting your shampoo from the salon across town, but the bodega on the corner has those banana chips you love? Instead of spending the day driving around for your essential items, shop smarter. Public Goods is your new everything store, thoughtfully designed for the conscious consumer. Public Goods is the one-stop shop for sustainable, high-quality, everyday essentials made from clean ingredients at a price you can afford. Everything from coffee to toilet paper and toothpaste to pet food. I love Public Goods because what they're doing is they take... It's stuff you need. It's you know, the clean. I have the you know, the surface cleaner for the kitchen, and it's a no name, no brand. It's the no brand items, but they're making it better. So it's not just regular. You know, it's got good ingredients and it's got good stuff in it. And so I use the cleaner every day, and it's like high end. You know, cleaner that is made, you know, with all the ingredients that you want inside all your cleaners. You don't want all the synthetic stuff. It's all, you know, natural stuff, but it's also no name. So you just get a, it's not like you're getting a fancy thing. So it's really great, and it's really the items are priced right. Knowing what's in your products and where they come from is important. Public Goods ethically source and obsessively develop each of their products to be free of unhealthy ingredients and harmful additives. They are committed to making their products healthy and safe for humans, animals, and the environment. So you're getting that type of product that maybe you'd have to go to the high-end store for without the store. Public Goods is a place to get all that stuff in one spot, and they're passing on savings to you instead of at that, you know, kitschy store that would have, you know, the ethically sourced and obsessively developed items. So I've worked out an awesome deal for just my listeners. Receive $15 off your first Public Goods order with no minimum purchase. That's right. They're so confident that you'll absolutely love their products and come back again and again that they're giving you $15 to spend on your first purchase. You have nothing to lose. Just go to publicgoods.com/JTrain or use code JTrain at checkout. That's PubliccGoods.com/JTrain, publicgoods.com/JTrain to receive $15 off your first order. The J Train Podcast is brought to you by Rothy's. Nothing says fall like soft, plush wool. Rothy's wants you at your wooliest this fall with their exclusive autumn collection featuring washable merino wool style shoes. They're incredibly comfortable, cozy, and 100% machine washable. And because it's Rothy's, they come in a variety of colors, patterns, and style. I'm telling you right now, these are beautiful. These are fun. It is all fall right now, okay? You want to be cozy. You want to be comfy. You want to look good. And that's where you do it with Rothy's. And Rothy's has men's shoes too. I have them. They're awesome. Their sneakers and driving shoes for men are made with the same level of craftsmanship and detail you know to expect from Rothy's. Rothy's men's shoes have been designed with an artisanal level of detail to help you welcome fall season in style. And also, people, this is great gifts from Rothy's. To help you welcome fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right. They gave me the chance to share this super rare opportunity with my listeners for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/JTrain. That's rothys.com/JTrain. Head to rothys.com/JTrain to find your new favorites today. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's get to the emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Title it Luxury Lounge and give us a little flavor of what you're talking about. Listen, we're here with Kyle Bergman at Swoveralls on Instagram. It's going to be all over my Instagram. JTrain21 for 21% off. Swoveralls.com. Amazon, search Swoveralls. The holiday prints do not get the deal, but they are fantastic. We're wearing them right now. This one's called Luxury Lounge. Career lifestyle question. I love a career lifestyle question. I love that we have a professor of business that is here with us today, a CEO in his own right. This is I love this Luxury Lounge because it is a luxury lounge. Take a pay cut. Okay, J Train. Love everything you do. I saw you up live in December in DC in 2019. Amazing show. See, that's right, people. I have a career question for you. I'm thinking about switching jobs to one that leads more directly to what I want to do. I just was not prepared to make that choice so soon. I work for a small business, basically one guy, and he's kind of an asshole, to be honest. Now I'm in your Facebook group. He can be really difficult to work with, and there are days I dread seeing him. The thing is, he pays pretty well for what the job is, and I feel like I'm still learning a lot about running a business that can help me in the future. I started this job over the summer after moving to a new city, so I'm still pretty new to it. The thing is, I've been interviewing for a receptionist job at a real estate broker. It's definitely a pay cut, but will give me direct exposure to selling real estate, which is what I ultimately want to do. Only thing is, I'm still finishing a master's that will set me back a little in terms of actually becoming an agent and making real money, because I have to do that in my free time. Side note, I decided to do the master's because I was working at a university and getting it for free, and I'm almost done. So this all makes sense. I'm 29, still a little all over the place, but working to figure it out. I have a second interview coming up for the receptionist job. Should I go for the job if it's offered? What do you think, Kyle?
Oh, this is a good one. Well, I love how this person is already doing a lot of amazing things as far as pivoting their career path to a place that'll bring them more happiness. Like they're already doing the side hustle masters to set them up for success. And it really comes down to, I think, pain management right now. I mean, how much more can you deal? It seems like there's a light at the end of the tunnel regardless. And if you can kind of stay with this terrible boss that's paying you well a little bit more, deal with that. I don't know how many doors necessary. Well,
don't you think? Yeah. I mean, this is a question of do I take one step back financially to take one step forward? I think if you're asking this question, then it seems like she has the ability to. Like, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
She's 29. You know, like, at some point, and I'll say this as someone with not a secondary education. Okay, so you have a business degree, a master's of business, right?
Correct.
I think everyone should have a master's in something. And what do I mean by that? Because I don't have a master's. I remember when I left my job and I was going to do stand up and I was going to do comedy. I was like, I want to learn about the whole thing. I'll consider this grad school for me. I took classes in sketch writing. I've never taken a writing class in my life. So I was like, I'll take a sketch writing class. This is investment in my business of being funny, but so is a master's degree of business. That's an investment in your future of making money. Like, this is, you know, if you're just saying, well, you have the ability. No. There's everyone can do their own type of master's program. So I went and took improv, three different, improv classes. I went three levels. I did three levels of sketch writing, and then I took. I actually went to like another stand-up comedian, and I like went to them individually for advice. So I was like taking classes, so to speak, at 25, and I did consider it my version of grad school. There's a point though where you gotta start sprinting, you know, like you gotta make a decision. I'm not saying it's ever too late, but I'm saying, you know, at 29, when you're like, okay, I'm getting my master's degree, there's a point, there's a little bit of, you know, running in place going on. Cause like some people go to school for their whole life. Don't you know, you ever see that?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, my younger sister who just entered residency is 30. She's doing the doctor thing. She's been in school for literally her entire life.
But, and there's some people that get through that residency and they go, well, maybe I should do more school, because they're just like afraid of going forward. And I feel that. That's the hardest part, is when do I make a decision? And this person is like, to me, if it puts you in the position of the career path you want, let's jump in. You're never going to be ready. I mean, but if only if you could, you know, the afford option is also on the table. You have to be able to afford it. I'm not saying to eat cat food to be a real estate assistant, or but also it gets you to learn about the thing. Like you, right now, you're learning about general doing a business. What do you think about this?
I agree with you. Is her name Marie Kondo? You know, the organizer lady? Mm-hmm. So I learned something a couple of years ago that's kind of similar to that. I think with her, you're supposed to, if you need to throw out stuff, you put it on the ground or something. And if it brings you joy, you keep it. If there's nothing, you toss it, something like that. And with this person, what I would have them ask themselves is pretend that tomorrow they put in their 2 weeks with their current boss, or that tomorrow they no longer work there. What's the first thing they feel? If it's like immediate relief and excitement, then I think that's the answer right there.
I think that's good advice, because then, you know, like live in it. Like let's play it out. You know, if you went to this new boss, would you be more excited for work tomorrow than you are today? You know, if you went to this new place, would you be sitting there being like, I can't pay rent? You know, like if you're saying I can't pay rent, then you go, okay, maybe now is not the time for it. But if you can do it, it's like, you know, let's make a math, take an emotional decision and make it math is kind of what you're saying.
There's the financial aspect of it. Let's assume that this person financially can do this receptionist job, but then also there's being able to renounce their ego. Right now they have, it sounds like, a lot of ownership in this business. They're working directly with the boss. Now people might be asked, like, people aren't going to be talking to you unless they're there to talk to someone else. And so as a 29 year old, you've paid your dues with this other person. You've been getting paid more. Now you take a pay cut and now you're a receptionist. Now, like, those receptionists are doing God's work. We need receptionists. They help people get to other people, but also role play that as well.
But, you know, and in that respect, maybe you take a step back to move forward, because it's like, okay, the receptionist can be right there at the, you know, you can see she doesn't know what she doesn't know yet. So like right now, when you think I want to be a real estate broker, like I remember, this goes back to the comedy. I was in improv class being like, I like this, but I don't love it. This isn't kind of where I feel the most comfortable. And then I would go on stage and do stand up and be like, this is it. This is the feeling I got. This is what I want. And you don't know that until you get into it. Like, you're far away being like, real estate broker is the place to be. Well, you haven't even lived in that world yet. And I think, you know, the work world, the hardest part, I remember working in an office, and what happens in an office scenario, if you're working for a big company, everyone there is talking about how to make $100,000 at that company. And it becomes, the longer you stay, the more you're like, well, there's nowhere else I could ever make money. And I think when you get outside of your world, you start thinking, oh shit, it could have been that. I can do that. There's someone selling the napkins. There's someone selling the swoveralls. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. @swoveralls_ on Instagram. JTrain21 for 21% off. Swoveralls.com. Luxury lounge. Mother-in-law buys me too much stuff. Okay. Jared, love the podcast. I never thought I would have something to write in about. Here we go. My mother-in-law is a shopping addict. She buys so much stuff. I'm talking 6 to 7 Amazon packages a week coming to her house. Never mind the bags of shopping she brings home from stores. My husband and I recently moved in with her to save some money before we buy a house. Now that we live with her, she has shifted her shopping from herself to herself and us. She hears we might need something. Bam, she's bought it. My husband said he liked a kind of cereal. 2 days later, a bulk pack of that cereal shows up at the door. I said I like a kind of frozen pizza. Suddenly there's 15 of them in the chest freezer. It's not just food. She goes to Goodwill and buys bags upon bags of clothing for me that I would never wear. Goodwill? Oh my God. I pride myself in having a wardrobe of nice designer pieces that can be easily mixed and matched. I explained this to her, even shown her my closet to make my point, but still I will will arrive home from work to find a bags of cheap, worn-out Goodwill clothing with my name on them. My husband and I have asked her to stop buying things for us over and over, and she just doesn't listen. We hate the excess, would much rather just buy things for ourselves as we need them. I hear myself sounding like a spoiled brat, but we are swimming in things that are going to either have to be sold when we move or sneakily taken back to Goodwill. What would you do? Sincerely, overwhelmed daughter-in-law. What do you think, Kyle Bergman?
Wow.
This is a problem. This is a huge problem.
The huge problem. This reminds me, you ever take one of those silly, find out what your love language is?
Yes.
Yeah. So I know my love language is acts of service. Mm. I love going and doing shit for people. You need something, I'll go and get it. This person, clearly, I think there's one that's like gifts. Like giving gifts.
Well, isn't it receiving gifts is the love language? You like getting, or maybe it's giving gifts? I don't know.
I'm not sure. Maybe this person has some sort of...
Hold on. This conversation should tell every woman who takes that quiz very seriously. Show them how little men think about it. Okay, but I...
We'll take it, but then we won't really think about it.
No, it's not a part of our lives.
Yeah, yeah.
What does she do about the mother-in-law? I mean, like, the mother-in-law has a serious issue. I mean, this is hoarder behavior, because it's not like, you know, to me, you're buying Goodwill when you don't need to buy Goodwill. Like, because if she's buying bulk Goodwill, that's kind of a word that doesn't make sense. Like, it's like buying Goodwill in bulk is like, you should... Why don't you buy one nice piece? It's an oxymoron. Like, you don't like, because that means you have the ability to purchase something that you would actually like, but they're just purchasing things to be purchased. So they want a lot of them. Like, I don't know what, I mean, this is you need to bring in one of those hoarder people, like psychiatrists. Like, this is a professional therapy is needed.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. That's one path here. I think you could literally copy and paste this email and send it to TBS or whatever producers do those shows. That could be an opportunity. I think also maybe fighting fire with fire. Go to the, you know, start buying, just shower her with gifts. Just
and see how she likes it.
Down her in gifts. Yeah. See, you happy? Yeah.
Here's what you do. You say, hey, mom, we're going to have a new strategy for buying things from now on. For, you know, I know we're all living together in this house, so we got to respect it. We're going to have a group chat that is only about things we are going to buy. So you include yourself in it. Don't make it about her. Make it, hey, we're going to have a new game here. I don't think this is going to work, but this is like the only idea I can think of is new game here. The group chat is called the gift group chat. The GGC. And if we're going to buy anything, we have to send it to the group and everyone on the chat has to sign off. You need 3 out of 3. So if you're sending it, you're one vote, but then you need 2 more votes to purchase the thing. And to me, what this gives to her is she can go to the Goodwill, collect everything, put it all together. She can do the thing that kind of like, it's kind of like the Nicorette gum of shopping. Like, she can do the act of picking things out, which gives her some, I would think, some of the dopamine that she's getting from it. And then she could take a picture of it as if she got it for you. And then she can hear from the whole crew if it's a yes and a yes. Oh, we need it. What you're saying is you can shop for things. We just all have to agree on it. Like, we do trust you, but not this much. You can't. And then again, everyone does it. So when you're going to buy something, you have to come into the group chat. So at least it doesn't shame her, because a lot of times when you're coming to someone with like, hey, you're out of control, they're like, I'm out of control. Who are you to tell me? You live with me. You know, you want to get around that.
That is, I got nothing else really.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Kyle Bergman at Swoveralls_ Luxury Lounge, Apple Podcast app. I'm going to get right into my complaint because it's an outrage. I listen to you on the Apple Podcast app. I listen every Monday and Thursday while I get ready and drive to work. Lately, the Luxury Lounge isn't showing up to play on Thursday. Oh, my God. most of the time it'll appear next day, which is obviously annoying. But this past week, I didn't get Luxury Lounge until Sunday. What else am I supposed to do to listen on what else am I supposed to listen to on Thursdays? Get it together, Apple. See, I agree with this. This annoys me as well because I want it 12:01. It is an automated service, so it should be up at 12:10 in the morning, like, or whatever, 12:01, 12:30. Or like Netflix is out of LA, that's 3 a.m. Okay, that would make sense to me as well. What do you think of this? I also, advice to people who are having issues with any podcast app or Apple, unsubscribe and then resubscribe. That has always helped me when my thing is not updating. That is a big thing. That's my first move as someone who's been using podcasts for over a decade now. Unsubscribe, resubscribe. Just not having something that you expect to be there for your routine is the problem here, right, Kyle?
Yeah. That's any sort of technical issue, and everyone's going to roll their eyes when they hear this, but the IT person that you go to sometimes when you have technical issues also rolls their eyes. But the first thing you got to ask yourself is, how do I restart it? Can I restart it? Can I unsubscribe, resubscribe? That works with so much hardware and software bullshit. Yeah. This, I mean, I don't know if this is a one-off issue. Are you hearing this from other subscribers, Jared?
I haven't heard this from others. This is the first time hearing it. It is, you know, a problem. The unsubscribe, resubscribe is like the blowing into the Nintendo of exactly. moves. You know, yeah. that is all we got. I haven't heard this from other people. And listen, people, the problem I have with this is when this happens, people message me and I'm not the tech guy. Like I, you know, and then I have to go put in a ticket with Apple. Like this is the problem with these companies that aren't, there's no house to call. You can't call Johnny's Pizzeria and be like, hey, you fucked up my order. Like Apple has been, we've given ourselves too much to the machines. Like
yes.
if you have an issue with Apple, they go, yeah, just type it in here. And then you send it off like a letter in a bottle. Like yeah. all of these companies, because we do need customer service. And it doesn't, I don't think, all of us don't trust customer service because we just think we're just sending it off into the ether, you know?
Well, it's, customer service is one of the easiest ways to create just a super evangelical audience. You know, with Swoveralls, we pride ourselves on, you know, we the outreach that we get, whether it's size exchange, question about one of the products, We're super responsive, and we, you know, whether it's a DM or you send us an email, there's tons of ways that you can get in touch with us, and responding and just having people be heard makes people so happy. It's amazing. And
you almost win because of the people that do have the automated no help. Like you look better for doing just a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah.
The J Train podcast is brought to you by Noom. When you try to get healthy, you obsess over the things you can't eat. No pasta, no fries, no dessert. Noom helps you understand and focus on what your body needs and uses a psychology-based approach to help you change our mindset for good. Because building better habits creates a more sustainable journey to better health. I'm going to say I love Noom. I love what they're doing. Noom is admitting that it's not just, hey, diet and exercise. Noom is telling you, yeah, this is a psychology. This is changing how you look at things, how your perspective. This is, you know, years of learned traits that we're trying to undo. And Noom is there to help you with it. A healthier life shouldn't be a list of can and cannots. It means having more knowledge to build smarter, more sustainable habits. Everybody's journey is different, and Noom knows that. Being on the program means you don't stress about taking that cheat day because Noom will help you get back on track. All you need is 10 minutes a day. Noom fits into your life on your terms. No grueling early mornings are huge chunks out of your day, and 75% of Noom users finish the program. That's amazing. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/JTrain. That's Noom.com/JTrain. Noom.com/JTrain to start your trial today. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Kyle Bergman. @swoveralls_go. I'm sending you an email right now, okay? Let's do...
You're sending me an email?
I just sent you an email because we got another luxury lounge with a screenshot here. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Jared, on the topic of BS breakfast offers, take a look at their most recent email my building manager sent out today. This is for free donuts and coffee for tomorrow between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. So in the past, and, you know, if you write into the show, let's set this up for us a little bit. You know, like we're not listening when you're listening to the show, but basically people's buildings have been offering breakfast to the tenants. I think this is what they're talking about. So and some of them, you know, if you're offering breakfast at your building, some offers are better than others. But the idea, I think when you say breakfast, you think of pancakes. I think of a bacon, egg, and cheese. You have to set the expectation for me. This is a big thing with businesses, right? As a business expert yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You can't under-deliver an over-promise. Over-promise, under-deliver is a bad business combo.
Terrible, terrible. I don't know if I've gotten the email yet, but I sent it to you.
So Kyle, this person, Kyle, I sent it.
Yeah, Kyle at thegreatfantastic.com.
Yeah, bleep that out. Or maybe
Yeah, you can email me. You can email me.
Had people email you in the past, I think.
I have. From the show. Yeah, yeah. Kyle@thegreatfantastic.co. Friend me on LinkedIn. Let's connect business-wise. I don't know. I don't know why it's not coming through. It's not my spam.
Okay. So this person wrote, on the topic of BS breakfast offers, take a look at their most recent email. My building manager sent out today. So their building's offering a breakfast. This is for free donuts and coffee for tomorrow between 9 and 10 a.m. on a weekday. Don't even taunt me with this offer I can't take advantage of since I'm working member of society and have to be at work between 8:30 and 9. Yeah. 9 to 10 a.m. That's not for the building, that's for the spouses that aren't working, you know, whoever that is, like, you know, like that's
that's a sushi lunch special from 2:15 to 3:30.
This is for their kids. What are we talking about? So here's the offer. Also, you got it in the afternoon. This got in at 3:36 p.m. the afternoon before they do the offer. Okay. Good breakfast on the go. Well, not really if it's at 9 to 10 a.m. This is on the late. Good afternoon. I hope everyone is having a great week. I just wanted to let you know that we will be hosting a breakfast on the go event in the lobby of the blank tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. We will have donuts and coffee for all residents from 9 to 10 a.m. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to reach out. Thank you. Best. Do I have questions or concerns? My first question is what day of the week was this? This was sent on the 14th, okay? So this was for Friday. I'm okay with that. Like, imagine if they did this on a Tuesday, you'd be like, I'm not having donuts on a Tuesday.
Well, the other maddening thing about it is this is like taxpayer money that they're buying those donuts with, and only a fraction of the, you know,
this wasn't out of the, this isn't the building manager taking out his wallet and taking out $100 to foot the breakfast for the building. He's going to each of the tenants' wallets and going, I'll take $1 from you. I'll take $1 from you. And here's your free breakfast that you paid for. Everyone in this building is paying for this. And he's offering it to the people that can work, that can just, you know, come downstairs. Yeah, that are coming down in their jam jams to the lobby for a nice cool Friday. And then his response was, well, we have so many people working from home. I don't care. I want it to be, you can't have an hour window. Yeah, we're going to have it from 7:08 to 7:10. You know, like, you need more time. And then he's going to say, well, yeah, we only have enough donuts. Well, then don't do this. If you can't have enough for everybody, you don't do it at all.
You know, here's how you take this and you flip it around and make this a Four Seasons experience.
Mm.
The day or two before, you send out an email with a survey. We're going to be delivering donuts and or coffee to right outside your door. This is room service in the building. If you'd like to participate, fill out this survey. Yes, I want to participate. I want donuts and or coffee. And then have those people, you know, that's something that people are going to be like, I want to pay for this.
Yes.
This is cool. This is good.
Yes. I mean, that is a good solution. I mean, their problem is going to be people going, well, I don't like lactose. Like, you have to keep the choices very clear. It's
where's the sweet and low?
Yeah, now they're asking for sugars. I hear what you're saying. I think getting people's opinion, it's tough to poll the audience when it comes to a building full of people, because everyone has their own, you know, thing that they want to. Everyone's a narcissist when it comes to. I would say we're doing 6 a.m. until it runs out. It'll be out. They shouldn't put a limit on it. It starts at 6 a.m. That's what I would do. We're going to have coffee. Then you don't get in a situation. People go, it's gone by 7. We had a huge rush. What I don't know is blissful to me. What I haven't found. So, you know, we put it down at 6. And at that point, this person, if I'm the building guy, I can put out one Dunkin' Donuts big jug and 12 donuts and then be like, oh, we ran out. It happens. Then at least the people, this person doesn't have to feel like they missed out. They feel like they missed out because they wanted to miss out. That's the problem here. You have made a promise that this person is saying, I couldn't even do if I wanted to.
Yeah. I bet I like that strategy. And I can just imagine there's always those tenants who would almost be camping out the night before. Almost like they're, yes. You know, like they're outside of a fish concert.
That's right.
I need to get that donut. I'm bringing my tent downstairs. That's right. Here.
They're outside of the Duke basketball game. just trying to get seats.
And also, you also have the tenants who, like, you're going to have one of those signs, please take one. You know, Mary from 4A is taking six.
It creates division in the building, but fun division. Like, this is the type of building gossip we need. Did you hear? Mary comes down and takes 6 donuts every Friday. Also, what this opens you up for, if I'm the building, we're every week, 6 a.m. Friday, there's donuts and coffee. No one will know you're getting a dozen donuts and one coffee thing. That's the and then everyone can go, I wake up later than that anyways. I always miss it. That would be this person, 8 to 9 to 10. I mean, you might as well just be drinking it in our faces while we're sitting there outside in the cold looking through the window during Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Kyle Bergman, thank you for coming on. So fantastic.
Thank you for having me.
Everyone go follow Swoveralls at Swoveralls_. Go purchase them right now. Swoveralls.com or Amazon. Search Swoveralls. JTrain21. I'm wearing them right now. They are so great. Go, go, go. Kyle's wearing them. He's got the Santa one. I've got the Hanukkah one. The promo code does not work for those. Those are special offers, but for all the others, JTrain21 for 21% off. Kyle, thank you for coming on. This is great.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Everyone go follow. I'm Jared Fried. We are here every Monday and Thursday, but Thursday is the Luxury Lounge. Keep sending yours in. Title it Luxury Lounge. Give us a little taste on that thing. Let us know what you're talking about. And then we'll be back next week. Boom.